This is News Talk.
Yeah, a lot of COVID stories still flying around, as Shane was mentioning there, coming up on News Talk Breakfast. Certainly a lot of the front pages still leading with COVID-19. The Irish Times has a very interesting poll done today, and most people expect the pandemic will get worse, and only one-fifth of voters believe that the current restrictions are too severe. This is an Ipsos MRBI opinion poll for the Irish Times. 58% of people say the government is doing a good job managing the pandemic. Now, that has come down significantly since the last poll in June, as the country was opening up. The number of voters who say the government is not doing a good job has surged from 9% in June to 36%. Just under half of voters say that the current level of restrictions is about right, while 21% say that there are too many restrictions which are damaging business and the economy unnecessarily. And a third of voters favour additional restrictions. They think that the current level, which obviously at the moment is level 3, isn't sufficient to safeguard the health of the population. Also on the front of the Irish Times, NPHET not recommending a move to higher levels of restrictions after it met yesterday. Now, that's not saying, by the way, that they don't feel we should be in level 5. It just means that they haven't updated what they said on Sunday. And NPHET still very much concerned about the COVID-19 situation. But I think the impression we get from NPHET is that they're willing to row in behind level 3 and see how it goes. And obviously, when restrictions are brought in, you need to give it a week or two to see the impact of them. The Irish Independent, alarm at spillover threat as cases surge in the north. The skyrocketing number of COVID-19 cases in Northern Ireland is causing serious concern within the government here, and there are fears of a spillover in the Republic. Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Boris Johnson spoke yesterday about the escalating situation in the north. Now, they agreed that a second lockdown in the north would have devastating consequences, but Micheál Martin apparently urged Boris Johnson to give more resources to Stormont to deal with the pandemic. And if you look at the figures in the north, more than 900 new cases recorded there yesterday. And if you compare populations with the north and the Republic, that would actually be the equivalent of us having, I think it was around 2,500 cases yesterday. So the figures certainly are skyrocketing. One thing we should remember, though, acting chief medical officer up until this week, Ronan Glynn, was saying, don't become obsessed with the north. You know, the situation ain't great here either. So don't sort of obsess about the north or blame, you know, increases in the north on increases in the Republic, because we have our own problems here to worry about. Irish Daily Mail blame him. Health Minister's own colleagues are lining up to take a swipe at him, but he says he did tell the Taoiseach of discussions with Dr. Houlihan about moving to level 4, he being Stephen Donnelly, and it seems his cabinet colleagues are turning on him, making the health minister the fall guy for Sunday's lockdown chaos. They say he is to blame for the panic that swept the country that night. But Stephen Donnelly revealed for the first time yesterday he did discuss moving to level 4 with Tony Houlihan on Sunday morning, and he told the Taoiseach about those discussions. Look, I think if you're a politician, you probably care about this. If you're a member of the media, you probably care about this. I would imagine, maybe I'm wrong, and let me know, 53106, text us here on News Talk Breakfast Briefing. But I think the general public sort of go, well, this is a side issue. Like, really, we're worried about the spread of the virus and job losses and mortgage repayments and all of those things. We're not so worried about who spoke to whom on Sunday and what was said. Maybe I'm wrong. Let me know if I am. Irish Daily Star, glass action. Up to 20 pubs are suing the state over the COVID-19 restrictions that kept their premises closed. One pub group, part of the High Court action, says it stands to lose more than €20 million by the end of the year due to the closures. And finally, for the Irish Daily Mirror on COVID, 40,000 Irish have killer virus. Pretty grim landmark, which we reached last night, over 40,000. That headline, slightly unfair, given that a lot of those 40,000 have actually recovered. So it's not as if 40,000 still have the virus, but we do have significant numbers who still have the virus in this country. And the Irish Examiner front page, a different health story dominating. There's a shortage of flu vaccines, according to one GP. A shortage of flu vaccines to meet surging demand this winter has left every GP in Ireland roaring for more supplies, according to a Cork doctor. He's running Ireland's first formal drive-through flu vaccine clinic, established by Mike Thompson in Middleton in Cork. But a shortage of vaccines has meant the centre has already had to scale back some of its activities. The army erected a marquee for the drive-through clinic, but they found accessing supplies of vaccines so difficult that they've had to cancel one day at the pop-up clinic. And the Irish Examiner did a ring around of pharmacies yesterday. None of the pharmacies they spoke to had enough stock to sell the flu vaccine, although one said they expected more vaccines tomorrow. And yet we're told, get the flu vaccine. This year more than ever, people should get the flu vaccine. It'll be interesting to see what the HSE has to say about that. Paul Reid from the HSE will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Now, all of the papers, of course, cover the heartache last night in Bratislava. And I mean, so many people just saying this, like, this is just another example of 2020. You know, we were hoping for a glimmer of hope in the soccer last night. It didn't happen. Back of the sun, penalty sick. Ireland were beaten on small margins on and off the pitch, losing nil all in normal time, and then Slovakia winning 4-2 on penalties there. And I was listening to Off the Ball last night, and the drama just before the game, where the lads got word that two of the players, obviously Connolly and Adam Ida, were ruled out of contention because they were close contacts of a confirmed 19 case. And it happened just before the game was about to start. High drama there, unfortunately. Not Ireland's day in Bratislava. Now, we move on to the front of the Irish Times. And we hear a lot about trying to encourage young girls and women to get involved in careers to do with science, engineering and maths. And there's a reason why maybe it's not happening, because gender stereotyping is resulting in girls' performance at maths being significantly underestimated by teachers and parents, and it starts at primary school. So researchers studied 8,000 pupils in Ireland, and they found that the perception that girls are not as good as boys is occurring at all levels of achievement. The research draws on Growing Up in Ireland study, and it shows that as early as 9 years of age, girls' performances at maths is being underestimated by teachers and parents relative to boys. And the report finds that this bias will have an impact on girls' career choices. And the report authors, this is a really worrying thing they say, frequent calls by government for girls to consider careers in mathematics and science and all of those areas, those calls for girls to consider those careers are likely to be ineffective, because when they start school, suddenly they're discriminated against when it comes to maths because they're girls. It's going to be a lot of work needed in that. Now, the Herald has a very interesting warning. If any of you are on the vape, the e-fag, if you're a vapor, you need to be careful, because doctors have warned about the danger of e-cigarettes after a Dublin man needed a skin graft on his chest because of a faulty device leaking in his pocket. The man attended an emergency department due to a sudden onset of chest pain, and when he opened up his shirt for the doctors to look at him, he noticed a wound on the left of his chest and that his shirt was wet. Once his clothing had been removed, the pain eased and the diagnosis of a burn was confirmed. And obviously they were wondering, where did he get this burn on his chest that he didn't know about? And the man told staff he'd been carrying an e-cigarette in his left breast pocket. Not the first time we've heard of an issue with e-cigarettes. Malfunctions in them have resulted in other reported injuries, and some people have even died from leaking of e-cigarettes. I think the big advice would be there to keep it in a case, if possible, and not in your breast pocket. Now, the Star tells us that the rumour mill is in overdrive in Crumlin in Dublin, because the rumour is that Conor McGregor has bought his local pub. An insider revealed to the Star that the Notorious, who recently got engaged to Dee Devlin, bought the pub earlier this summer from the owners. I drive by this pub a lot. It's the Black Forge Inn, and I did notice workers there recently, and the Star has taken pictures there showing that it's under renovation, with workers busy painting and decorating the premises, and apparently Conor McGregor has now bought it. And there's lots of quotes in the Star about what a great community man Conor McGregor is, and he spent €4,000 on a round of festive drinks for regulars at the pub. Of course, if he'd owned the pub at the time, he'd be paying himself myself for it. Final story for you comes from The Telegraph this morning, and this is a wake-up call for us all, particularly if you're an older person, to just realise some of the things people say to you that you might take on the chin but actually maybe is offensive, and also for younger people to just watch what you're saying to people over 60, because research has revealed that over 60s are facing a barrage of name-calling, with fuddy-duddy, codger and over the hill making the top 10 most patronising terms. Over 60s were asked to report the most demeaning terms they've been called. And I'll give you the top 10. So they hate being called geriatric, past it, a fuddy-duddy, over the hill, a fogey, a crone, an old deer, a codger, a biddy or a fossil. And you can see, I mean, obviously it is quite offensive, but they also asked people to share their stories of what sort of people say to you if you're an older person. And one woman said, in a shop, I was addressed by an assistant who asked me, how are we doing so far today? As if I were lucky to have made it to midday. I love that. And also someone else said, I often get the comment, bless you, when I'm talking to people, giving the impression it's amazing that I still have opinions. And a lot of the people who were surveyed said that they don't feel old enough to be called things like codger or biddy or fuddy-duddy. Something to consider. 53106 for your text or tweet us at breakfastnt.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.